USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Arctic air is bringing bitter cold to parts of the east and south this Christmas Day. High winds and possible flooding are a threat for some areas along the east coast. Temperatures dropping to the mid-20s in Atlanta for lows on Friday morning. In the Great Lakes region, lake effect snow could mix with precipitation on the tail end of a massive storm system today and into Saturday for parts of New York State. As is tradition on Christmas morning, Cardinal Timothy Dolan joins NBC's Today Show with his Christmas message.
There's a lot of darkness out there. Mm-hmm. When all is said and done, when God has the last word, and he does, light conquers darkness. Now, that doesn't give us hope. I don't know what is, what will, and we need hope.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Republicans shot down a last-minute Christmas Eve push from Democrats to rush through $2,000 stimulus checks for Americans. Democrats returned a favor by slapping down the Republicans' push to revisit the levels of foreign aid included in the spending package that both chambers passed earlier this week. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer reminding everyone,
it's up to Congress to right this wrong, and I appreciate the Republicans standing firm on that, and I hope that we can eliminate that waste, fraud, and abuse in the budget.
Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer has a message for President Trump.
Surely the President of the United States, whether he's in Mar-a-Lago or any place else, ought to empathize with the pain and suffering and apprehension and deep angst that the American people are feeling and sign this bill.
Over 120,000 Americans are spending Christmas in the hospital with the coronavirus. Over 22,000 of those are in intensive care units. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump and the First Lady spending their Christmas down at his Mar-a-Lago resort.
The President and First Lady delivered their annual Christmas message Thursday, thanking first responders, medical professionals, and scientists for all their work during the pandemic.
We are delivering millions of doses of a safe and effective vaccine that will soon end this terrible pandemic and save millions and millions of lives. We're grateful for all of the scientists, researchers, manufacturing workers, and service members who have worked tirelessly to make this breakthrough possible. It is truly a Christmas miracle.
During this wonderful time of year, we also give thanks for the brave and selfless Americans who keep us safe. We are forever grateful for the men and women of law enforcement and the heroes of the United States military.
In this holy season, we thank God for his infinite love, and we pray that the light of his glory will forever shine on this magnificent land. On behalf of Melania and the entire Trump family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Vikings and Saints will meet on the gridiron for a Christmas Day matchup. Minnesota will be in New Orleans for a 4:30 Eastern Time kickoff. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.